through the night, a young man sings his serenade of love to you, to you.
Tony Martin and Bourgeois, makers of Evening in Paris face powder, invite you to listen to a love song.
Saturday night gal friend, Georgia Gibbs. You know, Tony Martin is still on the mend from his recent operation, and I'm sort of directing traffic on the Bourgeois Boulevard till the doc gives Tony the green light again. Helping to keep things moving tonight is an old pal of Tony's, Denmark's answer to Harry the Hipster, the unmelancholy Dane, Victor Borge. Now, Tony, if those cute nurses would let you, eyes front and center, while I sing a number from all of us just for you. Albert Sack is ready, so let's go. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I never realized what a pair of eyes or a baby smile could do. Baby, I can't need. I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody, oh honey, like I'm loving you. What a pair of eyes
and the baby's smile could do.
Honey, I can't sleep. Baby, I can't eat. I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody.
Seldom do you find the two talents of comedy and music combined. Well, we have that combination with us tonight. The great star of the concert hall, stage, screen, radio, and nightclubs, Victor Borge. Well, well, Victor Borge. My, Victor, having appeared on the concert stage, screen, and radio, gee, you must know a lot about life, huh?
Oh, yes, yes. I've been around quite a bit since my father taught me about the birds and the bees.
Really?
Yes. He taught me how the bees go from flower to flower. I even tried it once myself.
What happened?
That's too much work for the fun you got.
Well, Victor, now that you're here, there's something I want to tell you, and it's a big surprise.
Mm-hmm. You mean about B.O. Plenty marrying Gravel Gertie?
No. This is something that Tony Martin especially requested for you to do.
Why should I shoot myself?
No, silly. Tell me, what is it people ask you to do every time you go anyplace?
Leave.
Victor, what I mean and what Tony means is, please, would you give us your wonderful lecture on phonetic punctuation?
Oh, Georgia, who wants to hear that?
We do. Isn't that right?
Well, then I'll do it on the protest. Well, all right, but do you think that if I did that for Tony, that he would let me mention that I've got my own radio show starting next September 9th for mobile gas, you know?
Well, I don't know.
Hmm?
I don't know, Victor, but you can ask him next time you see him, huh?
Oh, maybe I better not. He might not like it. You know, let me say this. So, I guess I better do the phonetic punctuation. Well, that is an invention I made when I arrived in the United States about 5 years... Five years ago. One, two... Yeah, in 2 months it'll be 5 years and 2 months ago. I come from Denmark. Usually. And unfortunately, I couldn't speak English upon my arrival here. That was pretty bad because I found that most people over here do. So I tried to learn it. And I got along as time and a half went by, and I found that even people who speak English sometimes do not understand each other so well. So I tried to find the reason for it, and here's what I found. See, when you write letters, you use punctuation marks in order to make your sentences understood. For instance, you write a sentence like, "Was I an idiot?" and put a question mark after. That indicates that you are not quite sure. Now, if you, instead of the question mark after the same sentence, put an exclamation point, then there is no doubt. I hope you see the difference on account of that little sign, which makes these signs very important. But we do not use them when we talk. And that might be the reason that we do not understand each other. So I have invented the phonetic punctuation, which means that while we talk, we shall use punctuation marks by giving them sounds, like a period, for instance. A dash. An exclamation point is a vertical dash with a period underneath. Very simple. Now here's a comma. Quotation are two commas. Or if you happen to be left-handed. Question mark is rather difficult. Finally, we have the colon, the two little dots. You put them either over or under each other as you preferred. I think in America, you usually put them over each other. Yeah, in Denmark, we reverse them and put them under each other. But that's just a small country, you know. Denmark is really a small country, you know. Most people live in houses. This is a very small country. Geez, they get out of the houses there in Sweden. Now, we have... I have a book here, and I would like to read a story to you so you can hear how this phonetic punctuation sounds when it's being used. The book was written by Shakespeare. Johann Sebastian Shakespeare. Junior. And I'll find a short story just so that you get the idea. Let me see. I have one prepared right here. Let me see now. I had it prepared right here. Let me see. It won't take long. Here it is, right in the beginning of the book. Page 2. Oh, it's in the wrong place. I said I'd take it out. Put it here in the beginning. Let's just start. In the open window, there suddenly came light. Beautiful Elinor sat alone, dreaming of but one thing. 2 years had passed since she met Sir Henry. She could still remember the unhappy evening when her father had thrown him out. They had been sitting in the park, and Henry had said, "Darling, is this the first time you have loved?" She had answered, "Yes. But it is so wonderful that I hope it will not be the last." Suddenly she heard a well-known sound. It was he. In two strides, he was near her, embraced, kissed. And caressed her. "Henry! What is love?" she asked. He answered, "Well, I couldn't live without..." She asked. "I'm sorry." He was left-handed. "Where have all your thoughts been this while?" And he answered, "With thee, O maiden." If you turn the page. Suddenly he was gone. All she heard was the well-known sound of his departing horse.
Victor, you were marvelous. And now we turn to another artist in another field, the man with the magic words, Mr. James Wallington, for Bourgeois.
And look what I found while strolling. This is Libby, a young neighbor of mine who insisted on coming with me to the studio to quiz me about Evening in Paris face powder.
And I have some very solid questions to ask about Evening in Paris, Mr. Wallington.
Well, I'm at your service, Libby. We love to have beautiful young ladies interested in Evening in Paris.
Well, first, is Evening in Paris different from other face powders?
Well, yes and no. Evening in Paris is made from many of the same ingredients as other face powders, but, and this is the important difference, Evening in Paris is made by a wonderful French blending process, which is exclusive in America with Bourjois.
Is that why Evening in Paris is so very fine and smooth?
Well, it's a big factor, Libby. You might say that the French touch is responsible for the real glamour of Evening in Paris face powder. The wonderful texture, the deep, delicious colors, which seem to give the skin lovely radiance. Many women say they think Evening in Paris does more for them than any other face powder. They love its fine texture, the warm depth of color, the long way it clings.
I love that wonderful fragrance. No other powder has anything like it.
Well, that is the perfume of Evening in Paris, known as the fragrance of romance. The kind of perfume that seems to linger in the memory. When you add up all these fine qualities, the smooth texture, the velvet bloom of color, the perfume of Evening in Paris, the fragrance of romance, it is easy to see why so many men say, to make a lovely lady even lovelier, Evening in Paris face powder.
You know, Jimmy, since Tony Martin has been lying in the hospital, I bet he's had lots of time to recall old memories.
I'll bet. So let's get Al Sack and the Little Sisters and Chorus up here and see if we can help Tony do a little more reminiscing.
That's a great idea. Remember, Tony, when you were singing with Tommy Garin's orchestra back in Chicago at the World's Fair in 1932 and numbers like this were popular? April in Paris, or oh, say it isn't so. Of course, then there's the one the Little Sisters like that always seems to stick in my mind, too. It's sort of in tune with the crazy 30s.
You're driving me crazy.
What did I do?
What in the world did you do? What did you do? My tears for you make everything hazy. Climb the sky, beautiful skies of blue. How true
were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they
but you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yeah, you, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do to you?
Then here's Al's favorite, Paradise.
At the piano helping me out on this one. Here's a piece of nostalgia I'm sure we'll never forget. Remember?
I can't forget the night I met you. That's all I'm thinking of. And now you call it madness. Ah, but I call it love. You made a promise to be faithful. Stars up above, and now you call it madness. Ah, but I call it love. My heart is beating, it keeps repeating for you. Constantly, you're all I'm needing, and so I'm pleading, please come back to me. You made a plaything out of romance. What do you know? That's why you call it madness. Ah, but I call it love.
You call it madness, but I call it
that a couple of up-and-coming dancers named Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers had us all tapping our tootsies to a number called The Continental. But Albert Sack and his orchestra have a brand new up-to-date arrangement on it. So get ready to start tapping again, The Continental.
Georgia.
Say, I heard your Columbia album, and there's a modern number in it I like very much. Would you play it for me?
Oh, I would love to do it. What is it?
Well, do you remember All the Things You Are?
Oh, yes. I love to play All the Things I Am.
That was beautiful. And now from the melancholy Dane to the wonderful Wallington, who brought some of his friends along to tell you about Evening in Paris bath powder.
Well, you see before you a man who is faced by a great problem, Georgia.
How's that, Jimmy?
Well, the sound effects man told me there was no way, but simply no way, to indicate the coolness and the refreshing qualities of Evening in Paris bath powder.
Yes, go on.
So I cogitated, I pondered. I darn near beat my brains out trying to think of some way to describe Evening in Paris bath powder.
Why, Mr. Wallington, it shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, no? How would you handle it?
Well, I'd simply say, Evening in Paris bath powder is like cool silk on the skin. It's so soft, so smooth, so deliciously fresh and fragrant.
Just like that, eh?
Of course. Any woman would understand it and make her own mental picture of the cool-making power of Evening in Paris bath powder.
Well, shall I mention that Evening in Paris bath powder keeps you feeling gloriously cool and fresh for hours?
Right. And don't forget the fragrance, that heavenly fragrance that comes only with Evening in Paris.
The only bath powder that surrounds you with the sweet, delicate perfume of Evening in Paris, known as the fragrance of romance. Let me remind you, too, that Evening in Paris talcum, which comes in a handsome blue glass bottle with shaker top, is also scented with Evening in Paris perfume, the fragrance of romance. So when you want to be cool, fresh, fragrant, think of
Evening in Paris bath powder and Evening in Paris talcum.
Make these two lovely bath essentials always part of your dainty summer grooming.
Looking now into our crystal ball, there seems to be a lady coming into view. Why, it's an old friend of ours. Come on, Albert Sack. Let's take the people for a visit with the gypsy.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you'll only believe the gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else kissed me. I want to believe the gypsy, that my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
My lover will come back to me someday.
For paying us such a pleasant visit tonight.
It was my pleasure, Georgia. Could I come back here again sometime?
Well, in the language of bourgeois, Victor, I can only say, may we.
May what?
May we. May we.
May we. Oh, may we meet you after the show?
Good night, Victor.
Good night. Thank you.
Tony Martin Show came to you through arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical Holiday in Mexico, starring Walter Pidgeon, Hosea Turby, Ilona Massey, and Jane Powell. Bourgeois, makers of Evening in Paris face powder and bath powder, invite you to listen to a love song again next Saturday evening at the same time on the same station.
Until next Saturday, then, this is Georgie Gibbs saying goodnight for Albert Sack and the orchestra, the Little Sisters in Chorus, and Jimmy Wallington. And don't forget, Tony, best wishes from all of us. And remember,
we'll see you. in a dream. Hold you in a dream.
Listen to a Love Song is written by Elon Packard and Stanley Davis. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking for Bourgeois, and this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.